You know the national headlines. In a moment, we'll give you Thursday's local report of news from the Real Nyack Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Continued mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers this evening. Breezy with the lows in the upper 50s. Wind gusts diminishing down to about 15 to 20 miles an hour with some gusts up to 45 at times. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers or thunderstorms. Daytime high temperature, about 70 degrees. Winds on Friday, about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Winds did cause havoc across the county on Thursday. Trees were reported down in the 4700 block of Lake Road in Wilson. Power outages reported in the area. About 230 customers were reportedly affected. Also, trees and wires down in other places in the county, causing some roads to be hazardous to travel and many stoplights to be out. Authorities tell us that the winds should subside on Thursday night and become gradually better in the next couple of days. Topping local news, Mayor Robert Ristino held a press conference at City Hall on Thursday afternoon, unveiling the findings of a feasibility study for his proposed $200 million Centennial Park complex. And according to what he said, seems like he believes if you build it, they will come. The mayor said he believed that a $52.7 million economic impact would be realized by the city in the first 5 years. Ristino said Niagara Falls has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to finally create its own destiny through a state-of-the-art multi-purpose venue and event center focused on amateur and youth sports. He said he'll also be building a year-round multi-purpose facility with the center, which is one of the growing segments on the hospitality and tourist industries. He said there's a strong demand and not enough supply in the Northeast for that type of venue. And another consideration was an assessment of how creating year-round jobs versus just seasonal employment would enhance a sense of place and the quality of life for local residents. The mayor added the final criteria was establishing how a new venue and center could capitalize on the growth in sport tourism that attracts, hosts, and retains regional and national sports and non-sports tournaments in the area. The study noted that within a two-hour drive radius of Niagara Falls, there are approximately 15 million people that could capitalize on the Centennial Park complex, and that would greatly improve visits to the falls, including hotel stays. And he said non-local visits to the area could cause 23 million people who live within a three-hour drive radius of the falls to visit our area. That feasibility study was conducted by a sports facility advisory company based out of Tampa with financial support from USA Niagara Development and National Grid. Next step in building that facility is acquiring the land, which is still in litigation between the city and the Niagara Falls Redevelopment Corporation, and then securing the funds for the project, which the mayor previously said may involve taking on partners. I'll have more local news in a moment. What a reminder, this local news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. If you need an appliance repaired, the answer's simple, you need Chris Moore. He's the premier quality appliance repairman in this area that'll come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. That is a great price for a guy who's been repairing appliances for 44 years. Trouble is you don't know when you're going to need him, so put his number in your cell phone so you have it when you do need it. It's 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the news brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really care about you. They don't want you to feel like a number in a big, giant corporate drugstore. And incidentally, one of those drugstores is closing in the area, so you might want to be sure your prescriptions will be delivered on time by switching over to Wellness Park or the Community Medical Pharmacy. Call them for details and they'll do all the work. It's 260-1918. Locally owned and operated, and they show it. In other local news, a celebration was held last Saturday in Niagara Falls, commemorating the official Freedom Day of Slaves, or the day now known as Juneteenth. But the real date for the celebration is June 19th, now recognized as a national holiday after it was declared by President Biden. He named June 19th as a national holiday. It marks what the president says was when all citizens were declared free, with all citizens being treated equally. And for those celebrating and enjoying the Juneteenth celebration, a happy Juneteenth to you and to yours. Elsewhere in the news, city police responded to the 500 block of 18th Street yesterday, where a man arguing with a woman had allegedly threatened her with a handgun. Police said when they arrived, they found Quan Brewer engulfed in a discussion with a woman on an area porch. When they approached Brewer, they began to search him for a weapon when a loaded handgun reportedly fell from his waistband. Brewer was taken into custody and charged with menacing in the case and with possession of a loaded firearm. He was transported to police headquarters and booked, and will now face further court action in the case. First reports did not indicate that there were any injuries in connection with that original argument complaint. At 67th and Niagara Falls Boulevard, city police dispersed a man that was arguing and causing a disturbance there. He was told to leave the property and not to return, but about an hour later, police said Johnny Smith of Fayette Avenue in Buffalo had returned. Police then took him into custody and charged him with criminal trespass. He was issued an appearance ticket in the case and then released pending a further court appearance. Police patrolling the 400 block of 20th Street saw a man that they knew that had an outstanding warrant, and they ordered him to stop. But that suspect just quickly began to walk away, then started to run from police. Officers chased him into a backyard where they were able to take him into custody on the warrant. And now also charged with resisting arrest in the case was Anthony Scahandra, who listed no home address. He'll now have to answer to the warrant that was out on him and the latest charge of resisting for running from the police. And a shopper at the Walmart store on Military Road was arrested after security there said she allegedly gathered $454 worth of goods and tried walking out of the store. She was stopped on her way out after passing all the registers and charged with petty larceny. Sheriff deputies identified her as Ann Layden, who was issued an appearance ticket to return next month to face the charge in city court. And as recommended by state law, she was released in the case. Finally, Niagara County Clerk Joseph Jastrzemski announced that those who need to take an exam for notary can now do so at the SUNY Niagara campus rather than having to drive to downtown Buffalo. He said the exams are offered twice a month and that his office is working with the New York State Department of State and SUNY Niagara on establishing a Niagara County location for taking the notary exams. And he's pleased to announce that the exams will be offered on various dates right through December. If you need to complete an exam to become a notary, contact the Niagara County Clerk's Office for details. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. And remember, at the Links of Niagara at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in downtown Niagara Falls, you could practice your golfing skills all summer long without waiting in line at the golf course. Want details? Call them at 285-0610. And during the summer month, all sessions at the links are 30% off. And parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. But you could hear it on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or by entering NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news, first and free from the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.